USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced on Monday she's tested positive for COVID-19, the latest in a string of staffers to contract the disease. McEnany saying on Twitter she has no symptoms and that her positive test result came Monday morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity would be rescheduled until October 19th, but committee work like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some Republicans are taking issue with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying President Trump should have taken more precautions regarding COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Pelosi's comments were out of line.
He is sitting here trying to work with this speaker to get a COVID relief package together, and these are the comments that she makes. This is uncalled for. Other nations are watching America. This is the one time that we could unite together.
State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's fundraiser on Thursday, asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. If they were in close contact with the president or his staff, they are being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials also recommending they wait 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and, you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.